Yo, what up, what up, what up? This is the Magnificent TDK, and we want to welcome you to another edition of the Block Report. Hold on, let me get my background music jumping off so that while I'm talking, just in case, you know what I'm saying, I could just go ahead and get in my groove and get in my mode. Now, tonight's show, let me bring it back a little bit. Or bring it forward some. I'm seeing some improvement with the listenership, and I'm expecting more. Other thing I want to talk to y'all about is this 2020 vision. Yeah, that's my little slogan as far as like when you know what I'm saying, when you got insight and you got a good game, you know what I'm saying, you kicking that 2020 vision. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, because 2020 about to drop too. But, you know what I'm saying? We're kicking that 2020 vision right now. So, I'm excited to see that people are tuning in and really checking in with the podcast. It's funny to me because it's just me as one guy and it's just my voice and I'm talking on these subjects, but hopefully we're going to be able to go ahead and escalate the level of the show, and we could always keep it in this format and we could switch up the format. That's the beauty of life, that there is a variety. A variety in life is the spice of life, is what makes life amazing, beautiful, and pleasurable. Remember that. Life without options is not really life at all. But check it out. So this episode is about the recent impeachment of Trump. And that's what we'll be talking about. Well, I'll be talking about it. And when I make the post, I make my post on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter under on Instagram at TafariXL, TAF. That's Tango Alpha, Foxtrot Alpha, R for Ringo. Or maybe Rio, who knows? I for Indigo, X for X-Ray, and L for Lima. TAFARIXL at TafariXL on Instagram and also as well on Twitter. And then on Facebook, under The Block Report, that's T-H-E, The Block, B-L-O-C-K-R-E-P-O-R-T. So tonight's show, today's show, depending on which part of the world you're in, is tonight or it's this morning, and or this afternoon even at that. And what we'll be talking about is the recent impeachment of Trump. And my thing is that how I view it, and I would love to get some feedback from some of you out there, what your views are on the recent impeachment of Trump. And you can always put it on any one of those, your feedback on any one of the social media pages. Once you see the post about the show go up, you can just post under it and give your feedback, and we would love to hear from you. So does this mean anything at all? What does it mean? How do we move forward from here at this spin up? They've been building up to wanting to impeach Trump for a long time, and now here it is. The House has voted to impeach him, and what does it mean? Well, as long as they've been gearing up and ginning up the energy to impeach Trump, that's the same amount of time that the Senate has been sitting there. If you know, you have the House of Congress, if you know anything about civics in the United States and the United States government, you understand that there's the House of Congress, there's the Senate, and there's the Supreme Court, and there's the executive branch, which represents the president and whoever is under him and his cabinet and administration. There's three branches, which is the legislative branch, which is the House of Congress and the Senate. And there's the judicial branch, which is represents the Supreme Court and courts throughout the country, but mainly the Supreme Court and the executive branch. If you know anything about civics and U.S. government, which a lot of you, a very few of you out there that have an opinion, tend to take the time out to learn or know what you're talking about. But I digress. So now, what does it mean? What I've done is that I've just been listening to different newscasts and letting them speak on what they're talking about with the Trump impeachment. And I've been avoiding any of the independent media and their views because I don't want a cross contamination, cross pollination of what I say to, like, as if I'm taking from what someone else's analysis and viewpoints are. I'm someone who already comes with a viewpoint and a point of view already in place before I hear what anyone else has to say. Now, if it aligns with mine or if it doesn't, but it also it can even possibly enlighten me to some information and facts that I may not have been privy to before, I am always open to that. I'm not a closed book, not at all. But I do feel strongly and passionately about my view, my point of view, and where I'm coming from. And for that reason, I tend to not want to, whenever I do these podcasts and I prepare to do these podcasts and I see that other people out there may have already spoken on the subject, I avoid listening to them before I put my stuff out because I don't want any outside influence. So, what has happened exactly? They've been talking about this for over a year, and now it's finally happened. It's here now. So there's nothing to be surprised about. The Democrats already had control of the House from 2018, so they knew that they were going to impeach Trump. That's why I said they've been talking about it for a year, because as soon as they got control of the House, they knew they were going to do this. Not to say that Trump hasn't done anything that would constitute impeachable offenses. I'm not giving Trump a blah. First of all, I'm neither Republican nor Democrat. I'm neither liberal nor conservative. I am an independent mind. I think for myself. And I vote for the interests of myself and my group, which is the people that look like me and that identify with my phenotype. Because the rest of society will go ahead and view me in the bunch. You see, I don't have an opportunity to switch up. I don't have a alternative situation where I can come out and say, oh no, I'm this. I'm not that. I'm something else. See, a lot of people rely on that to avoid the oppressive arm of the dominant society and the brutality of the dominant society. And remember how I was on previous episode, I stated what makes the dominant society dominant is economics. They control the economics. Now, I'm going to take a little tangential leap quickly here, which is a sidebar. We're going to go into a sidebar on a side note where someone like all this talk about the Me Too movement and such, and how, if you notice, definitely true, that a lot of the people who would be called and represented in the dominant society were violating women left and right and have been accused. Well, I won't say it's definitely true. It's alleged, but they have many accusations, much more accusations than Bill Cosby or an R. Kelly or so, or whatever the next black boogeyman that they would like to bring up. And the thing is, one of the things you must understand is power. And if you don't understand power, then you'll be, it's like someone sticking their nose up your finger. It's like someone sticking their finger up your nose and then dragging you around wherever they go. Because you're clueless and you have no idea of what's going on. You take your cues and your lead from the media or whoever that you tend to respect or feel is in a position to lead you. So, some of these individuals, big name individuals, they're in the news, and they've been in the news. Some of them, they're in the news, and then after a while, you don't hear about them, and then all of a sudden, their cases go away. Like Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Sheen even got through on some of his reckless behavior, and they just swept that under the rug real quickly. Now things have been quiet for him, and he must be doing awfully well, even though he was kind of even considered as someone that was running around giving STDs to people out here. You have the corrections officer that was raping women in the jail. You just have so many people out there, individuals that have been accused of horrendous acts, and you don't hear about them. But who you do hear about the most? Michael Jackson, Bill Cosby, and R. Kelly. Now, the difference between these three individuals, Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, and Bill Cosby, and some of the other individuals, is that they didn't represent any sort of power or threat to their victims, where if you don't do this, you're not going to have a job. If there were any victims, they're so-called alleged victims. If you don't do this for me, you won't have a job or you won't get that promotion. See, I've been to many scenarios where I've seen some of these sexual harassment videos and the training. And it's usually about people who are in a position of power to elevate someone underneath them. That's one of the first parts they started at before they talk about all this other outside stuff where, like, okay, you could be sexually harassing somebody. It could be considered sexual harassment because you were doing something that this person felt. Not that you said anything to them. You on your phone looking at tits and ass. And this person felt like you made it a hostile environment. You're looking at some girls from, they don't even have to be naked. Just that these girls are revealing their body and their shape. And that this person feels that, oh no, I don't want to be in a working environment where people are doing that. So now I'll make a, now this person, this individual is will be allowed, which that's fine. They can make a complaint to HR, and then HR can then now come and say something to you. And now it's a way for them to build some sort of case to say you're on some sexual harassment situation when you said nothing to this individual. It's all about people's feelings. Okay, well, we're going a little bit off on a tangent, but what I'm doing is I'm giving you the shape, I'm shaping the narrative of what the society is building up to be, because it only matters, because let me tell you what this, I'll tell you what the sexual harassment thing really builds up to. It only matters when the person, it's only sexual harassment a lot of the time when the person is not attracted to the other person. That's when it becomes sexual harassment, because if the person was attracted to the person, they would be accepting of that person's whatever behavior, comments, suggestions, whatever, and such, etc. However, I'm not making a case for anyone to commit rape or rape anyone, as some of these individuals, highly paid and resource-filled individuals in the media have been. And the ones that, like a Harvey Weinstein and such, that have held carrots before females and such and said, well, if you don't do this, you don't get this part, or whatever they might have said. I wasn't there. But clearly, he's a man of power, a way to go ahead and make your career change in an instant. And if you don't do what he says, then you could be possibly, your fear is that you could possibly be blackballed, blacklisted, and never call back for any parts, because he can just tell everyone to, oh no, you know, he had a meeting with you and it wasn't great. He doesn't have to say anything about whatever the sexual nature of the meeting might have been. He could just say, he had a meeting with you and it wasn't all that great. And you know that that could affect your career. Okay. And speaking of affecting careers, this move by the Congress to impeach Trump is not really affecting his career, because Trump has a solid line of defense in the Senate. Since things are so partisan in the government right now, that they basically, the voting for impeachment of Trump in the House was almost a total complete, it was basically a total complete party line vote. The Democrats voted, not one single Republican voted to impeach him in the Congress. What do you expect is going to happen in the Senate? If you're watching politics, you know how Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate leader, is controlling the Senate up there. What do you expect is going to happen? You see, the only thing that's going to happen here out of this impeachment is that the Senate, and that's why they're stalling. They're talking about, hey, well, we're trying to figure out who the managers will be when they send it up for the trial and this and that. All of this is all bluster, delay, and fluff and filibustering. But the thing is, they all know the end result, that nothing will come of it. And then all the Democrats will say at the end of it is, well, we tried our best to get him out through impeachment. That's why we need you to get out there and vote. And vote for who? You figure that one out. Who you're going to vote for. But let me remind you that your vote should be for your interests, and your interests should not just be because I hate Donald Trump and I need to get him out of here, or I'm voting for the lesser of two evils. That's all I would say on that. So whenever you do, whatever you do, I would say be mindful of what it is that you do and the purpose and the reason that you're doing it for. Now, that's pretty much tonight. That's pretty much the broadcast for the impeachment of Trump and what it means. It means basically not much. Not when you have a Senate that's going to back him up. And that's where the trial would be held. So that's like taking a cop to court and the jury is full of cops. I'm just saying. Anyway, like I said, this has been the latest edition of The Block Report from the magnificent TDK. And I wish you a grand and great and peaceful and prosperous day. Take care.